when we see this market for MVP, and you and I discussed it a little bit earlier in the week, that Shohei Ohtani at minus 320. Okay, he got off the schneid a little bit, finally had a home run on Tuesday night and a loss to the Giants. But Shohei at minus 320, and I know the old argument's going to be, unless somebody else pitches and hits the way Shohei does, then you can't win the award. If he is just human as a hitter this year, okay? If he's just not the same Shohei that we've seen in the last couple of years, does that diffuse that argument and make guys like Matt Olson, Kyle Schwarber, maybe Ella De La Cruz, does it give the other guys the opportunity to take that two-way narrative away?
Yeah, it could. I still think you would need a decent injury time for him to be out. Like, I think you would need a four-week injury where he's not playing to have any fluctuation here. That being said, you do have to really respect what Matt Olson has done so far this year. He is your National League leader in offensive wins above replacement at 2.4. I still think there is some solid value there on him, upwards of 8, 8.5 to 1. He's right now the second betting choice to Shohei in the MVP market. I think the actual change is the one that we look at in the Cy Young market. This, if you did not see the most recent start from Paul Skeens, it is just a masterpiece from opening day, in which we know he didn't get out of the first inning. What a 67.5 ERA, only 2/3, gives up the 5 earned runs. And yes, O'Neill Cruz had a lot to deal with that. 8 starts since opening day, 6-1, a .9 ERA, 49 1/3 innings. And I don't know if you're going to be able to catch him, not only on, you know, the statistical side, but the narrative side. Just to put it in perspective, the only guy that's ahead of him in the pitching wins above replacement category is Christopher Sanchez. Christopher Sanchez has a 2.0. Paul Skeens is 1.6. Would there be value on Christopher Sanchez at 3-1? Maybe. The guys that I would look at, I have to say, your boy Nolan McClain has been phenomenal, yeah. But I think he's more, if you're going to make a bet, you probably bet him more in the rookie of the year than you would in the Cy Young. I just don't think he's going to have enough to get over for the rest of the season what Paul Skeens is putting up right now. Now, Nolan McClain's got elite numbers, buddy, but man, this has been an epic 2-month run here, or at least month and a half run for Paul Skeens since opening day. It has really been a sight to behold.
Yeah, and if you get some help from O'Neill Cruz in that opening day loss to the Metropolitans, that ERA is going to be a whole lot better. By the way, getting back to Shohei for a second, and I say, you know, like, if he's just average, ironically, as a hitter, because Jensen, his pitching numbers are sensational. His ERA is under 1 right now with 6 starts. And I know he doesn't go the length that a Paul Skeens goes at this juncture, but is it because of that that still makes that number inflated for MVP, that when you look at the pitching numbers for Ohtani, they're so good that it almost outweighs, if you will, an average year, at least so far at the plate, only hitting 240.
Ohtani has gone 6 or more innings in every start. He has been phenomenal.
Wow.
Okay, a .97 ERA, field independent pitching of 2.52. And again, for people that don't know what FIP is, it measures the pitcher's effectiveness preventing homers, walks, hit by pitch, and causing strikeouts. It is remarkable to see the differential between actual ERA and field independent pitching. It has been really, really, really something that has been dominant in every aspect. So he's getting the length. He's going to have that narrative. And Dave, it's the one award, if you are looking at a non-Paul Skeens play, I think Ohtani at 7-1 is probably the only other pivot that I would have.
Yes.
Because it is the concerted effort in my mind, where he's had, when he's been banged up a little bit hitting wise, and with the shoulder issue, he has not hit. And I think there's probably been an internal conversation very early this year with Ohtani, Dave Roberts, this front office about it's the only award he doesn't have on the mantle. If he's won all the MVPs, he's been all world and everything else. He doesn't have a Cy Young. And this is the first year that he's been healthy since day one, both hitting and pitching wise. So if there is a bet to be made outside of the dominance of Paul Skeens after opening day, it is Ohtani. I think it's 7-1 in that National League Cy Young market.
It's the only other way that I could play it. And we talked about that before the year when he was about 30-1, that I felt like that was a good play to make for Cy Young. I didn't know he'd pitch this well, to be quite honest, but I just felt like the sentimental choice, as you mentioned, Jensen, they'd love at some point to have him. I'm sure Shohei too. Like, what else can he accomplish? Cy Young. That would be probably the last thing before Hall of Fame somewhere down the road. Let's talk about Manager of the Year a little bit here in the National League, because you got some good choices. Walt Weiss, what he's doing down there in the ATL, almost feels quiet with Walt Weiss. That, you know, for a former really good pesky player and a leadoff hitter back in the A's days. Craig Counsell, same type of player that Walt Weiss was, ironically, in the job he's doing at plus 410. And then Don Kelly at 6-1 here. Where would you go with your money if you're looking at Weiss, Counsell, or Kelly, or would you go deeper down the board?
I love Don Kelly, man. What he has done with the Pirates, and if they make the playoffs, what a narrative. And especially with the pomp and circumstance surrounding not only Paul Skeens, but Connor Griffin. They are a team that is going to be a handful if they're in this playoff race second half of the year. Walt Weiss in year one, and we see a lot of times, Dave, where first year, second year managers are going to get the nod. Craig Counsell with the Cubs. It's always, you asked me about Aaron Boone earlier in the week. Can he win the award? Well, I mean, it's the Yankees. And I think that's part of it is, well, you have arguably the best player in the league. You know, it's hard to, your staff is loaded. Like, I mean, what real managing, you know, over and beyond expectation did you do? That I think fits with Don Kelly and the Pittsburgh Pirates. If the Pirates win the NL Central, Don Kelly is winning Manager of the Year in the National League. I think it would take a 100-plus win season out of the Braves with Walt Weiss to get there. Kind of a similar narrative with Craig Counsell, just because of the assets that they already had. So I think it is a more compelling argument if the Pirates win the division that Don Kelly would be that value play at 6-1.
Oh, and I like where your head's at. And by the way, you can actually get a longer number right now in the Pirates to win the Central. At about 7-1, it was 8-1. Right. So I'm with you. Play the Pirates to win the Central at 7-1, because I think you're spot on that if they win the Central, it would be Don Kelly. But that's a shorter price right now here on the Kelly side than it is for the Battle and Buccos to win that division. And that just shows you how tough the division is when you're looking at a guy like Craig Counsell for Manager of the Year at plus 410. By the way, the Cubs are the odds-on favorite to win that division at minus $1.75. I don't like that bet, Jensen. I agree that the Cubs should win this, but I don't want to lay almost 2-1 right now, as competitive as that division is. And then there's always Pat Murphy and that Brew Crew sitting there at plus 350. Boy, as much as I'd like to back the Buccos, the Brewers feel like the team right now getting healthier too at plus 350. I guess Carlos Mendoza for the Mets, Jensen, you don't want to put a pizza money play there?
Stop it. We don't need that. You better worry about getting to 500 before Manager of the Year.
There you go, Carl. Let's worry about keeping your job there, buddy, in New York. We want you to keep the job. We're rooting for you to keep the job. You got to start winning here. Finally, five-inning Freddie went a little bit longer for the Metropolitans in a win to get them 9 games under 500. That is a deep dive for the National League Awards Market.